I'd like to share the first four verses of Psalm 130 with you. From the depths I have called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the sound of my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept watch on guilt, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is pardon, so that you are feared. This guy sounds like he's in trouble. And he's not sinking deeper in. He's already flat on his back. He's flat on his back because of his sin. Could you or I have written these words? Maybe we could have after we had committed some sin and didn't want others to know about it. Maybe after committing a sin, we're now staring at our trembling hands as we are viewing the consequences of that sin. Maybe after a time when we were self-righteous instead of being filled with mercy. Maybe we could have written these words at that moment when we felt like our life was hopeless and falling apart and we didn't know why. Our God is a God of infinite mercy. And we hear that message throughout the entire Lenten season, beginning to end. Jesus Christ, his Son, is the embodiment of God the Father's mercy. All our sinful thoughts, words, and actions, they had us in a pit of despair. We were sinking further and further into the depths of hell. But then Jesus came, and Jesus came to live a life, a perfect life, for you and for me, to assure us that we would have redemption in abundance. Jesus came and he climbed up on that cross to assure you and me that God the Father in his grace would make sure that you and I were redeemed from every part of our guilt. Jesus rose from death so that you and I, we could be confident that the Father in heaven heard our cries for mercy and answered every one of those prayers with the perfect life and innocent death of his Son. With sins forgiven, in heaven waiting for you and me, now we join the church. And we wait as watchmen, waiting as watchmen for Jesus to return till he takes us to be with him forever in heaven someday. When you feel like you've hit rock bottom and you are longing to find God's mercy, just simply turn to Scripture and see that on every single page of Scripture, you will be covered in the mercy of our God. No matter how far you've fallen, you can be confident that the cross of Christ will always remind you that you have the mercy you need to cover every one of your sins. Know that your God in heaven is a God of mercy, and that mercy is yours always, always through the gift of faith. Be confident that in Lent we have mercy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we call on you to hear us in your mercy. The mercy you showed and gave to us in your only Son was something we never deserved. Forgive us all our sins and turn our eyes to the cross in this Lenten season so that your love and mercy is always before us. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.